My name is Lewis Burke Fremkes. I'm the director of the Writing Center at Hunter College in New York City. And the web information is www.hunter.cuny.edu/CE 212-772-4292. That's for registration information.
And when is the conference going to be held?
Saturday, June 4th, all day, at Hunter College on 68th Street and Lexington Avenue in New York City. And it's $185 for the entire day, including the grand lunch and the keynote speakers, the networking reception, what have you.
First of all, very provocative question. Is the printed book dead? Is it doomed?
Not in my judgment. It is modified. I look at the positive aspects of the digital revolution. For the first time in history, a writer can expect to be published both in print and maybe digitally and in e-books and intergalactically. One never knows. But your books, unlike in the past when they ran their course and were remaindered or shredded, now can live forever in the forever library. They will always be around. This is the first generation that can make that claim. And it's the first generation where a person will not, there is a court of last resort. What used to be the vanity presses and were looked down on are no longer looked down on. Today, the world of publishing has split into a million different segments, while the traditional good old publishers, the Random Houses and Knopf's and Simon and Schuster's and Farrar Straus's are still around, and Crown and what have you. And you can publish hardcover books and trade softcover. You can also publish e-books, and the Kindle crowd buys them, and the Nook crowd, and the iPad crowd. They go to the beach with 40 books on their Kindles, but they don't leave them on the chair when they go swimming, which you might have done with a hardcover book or a softcover book. So, you know, the world is changing, but I think changing in interesting ways, and it's not better or worse, it's different. And there are huge volumes of books being sold, both in print and also e-books and digital books, and even the books that you hear, that you play in your car on a tape recorder. So the audio books. So it's a wonderful new world.
Would you say it's harder these days to get published? Or I guess since there is a self-publishing avenue, there's no reason not to get published.
No, I think almost anyone can get published depending on what venue you wish to be published in. However, getting published in a very high-class hardcover version is just as difficult as it ever was. And getting published where you get the most exposure digitally and every other way is also difficult. We have a panel at the Writers' Conference on June 4th, the Hunter Writers' Conference. We have 12 different panels on fiction, nonfiction, literary, agenting, everything you want to hear. But we also have a panel on the blogosphere, because for the first time, anyone can sit down and blog. Now, once again, there is a hierarchy. There are better blogs with more exposure. There are lesser blogs, and you could be blogging to an audience of one or two, but you could also be blogging to billions, because we are now a global community, and it's incredible. So at this conference, you will hear the best people talking about how to get published, where to get published, your best chances. There are networking receptions. We have the keynotes are Walter Mosley and Nelson DeMille, two great writers. And on every panel, there are incredible people. For example, on the mystery panel alone, there is Mary Higgins Clark, Stuart Woods, Nelson DeMille, Hayward Gould, Carol Higgins Clark, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And on other panels, there is a memoir panel with Mallow McKee McCord and Lucette Lagnado, Sidney Offutt, and so forth and so on. And Daphne Merkin will be there, and editors like Christopher Lehman Haupt and Linda Sherbert, and all kinds of. It's an incredible, incredible conference.
You're
the place where you want to go to learn how to get published.
I was going to say, you're such a name dropper, but I can see why.
I'm name name dropping only the names of the people that will actually be there, and there are many left out. It is. I'm very proud of this event. It is has been called one of the finest small writing conferences in the country, and it, you know, we attract people from all over the every state in the union, and it is a first time, and it's going to be a creme de la creme event, and I'm proud of it, and that's why I'm giving you all the luminous people who will be there.
Well, you should be. It's something to be proud of. Why would you say that still, even in this era where there are so many options, few people succeed?
Well, like anything else, it is difficult. Legion are the people who start novels. Few are the people who finish novels. You still have to write. It depends what venue. I mean, you can write an essay, and people labor and struggle with that. Anyone can write, but very few finish what they're writing, and very few publish or finish a polished essay, novel, short story, what have you, where it'll pass muster with the editors of the various places. Even the blogosphere has editors in the good blogs and editors in the publishing houses and editors in the magazines and everywhere else. So there is always a winnowing process that takes place. Sure, you can publish anything, but who will read it? The question is, will you read gibberish if it comes your way? No. So the idea is to get published with a good e-house or a good print house and try to get the most exposure you can. And the most exposure today is global. And so you need a literary agent to represent you and to negotiate the terms, because really now the terms are getting more and more complicated, because there are print rights, North American serial rights, international rights, everything, interplanetary rights by now. Probably.
Of course, getting an agent is
difficult, because
a world into itself
can only handle so many people. Mm-hmm. It's the best way to go to sell a book and negotiate a contract for yourself, but they're difficult to get. Again, at the conference, we have a panel of agents, and you can network with them and meet them, and that's a very, very important thing. I myself have a book, Pat, coming out on June 1st called Favorite Words of Famous People, and I will publicize it, and I will hope people go to the web and see it or order it, you know, in 100 different ways, in stores, in the web, everywhere. And so I'm in the same place as everyone else, except I've had a little more experience, and I'm enthusiastic because I'm excited about what I do, and I love to encourage other people to do it.
And there is a way to prepare your manuscript to before you get it to an agent, isn't there? There are certain
absolutely. It's
parameters.
Like anything else. There are professional. An editor comes in the morning and finds a bunch of manuscripts on the table, and one has coffee stains and junk and is sloppy, and it's less likely to give it a reading credibility. So that you want something to look professional and neat if it's printed, and you want it even over the email. You want it to look like a professional. It's your salesman. It represents you. So if you're sloppy with your syntax and grammar, it's going to look sloppy to the editor. The editor won't want it.
You have so many interesting topics that we could probably spend 10 minutes, half an hour on each one of them. But
that's right.
One of them, how to discover writing secrets of experienced professionals. Well, you're an experienced professional. Do you have a couple of secrets that you can share with us?
Well, I always tell my students there are three things you need to get successfully published. You need you need to actually sit down and write, and you need to do it. It's like the lottery. You have to be in it to win it. You need marketing skills. You can write and be talented. You need a modicum of talent, but more important, you need marketing skills. You have to know where to send it, how to prepare the manuscript, and how to sell it for yourself. And then finally, you need perseverance. You don't give up just because the New Yorker rejected your first effort that you sent to them willy-nilly over the transom. You don't hang it up and collect your manuscripts in the attic. You have to persevere, believe in yourself, and get some competent advice on how to go about marketing these things, and that's what you can learn at the Hunter Writers Conference on Saturday, June 4th.
Fabulous. Anything else you want to add that I didn't ask you about?
Only where people can get in touch for more information or get a brochure or register, and that's they can call 212-772-4292 or go to www.hunter.cuny.edu/CE.